Track 34. Read the article as you listen to the recording. Walt Disney. It takes time and effort to achieve anything worth doing. You are just about to read the story of Walt Disney, a man who succeeded after trying really hard, after experimenting lots of failures, after being rejected and betrayed. Could you believe that Walt Disney was once fired from a newspaper because he was told he lacked creativity? The same man who is known as one of the most creative geniuses of the 20th century. Walt Disney wanted to make cartoon motion pictures. So, in 1920, along with UB Iwerks, forms Iwerks Disney Commercial Artist, his own company, which lasted a few months. Trying to persevere, Walt and Ub formed their first animation company, which was called Laugh-O-Gram Films. But eventually, the company was forced to close. Desperate and out of money, Disney moved to Hollywood. He went to many studios, but nothing worked out, and he finally asked his brother Roy and his friend Iwerks to join him. And they, together, began the Disney Brothers Studio. They set up the studio in a converted garage, and after 5 years, they struck a little success with the short animation of Alice in Cartoonland and Oswald the Rabbit, which was distributed by Universal, the first major company to distribute one of Disney's cartoons. In February 1928, the contract for Oswald the Rabbit was up for renewal, and Walt went to New York to make a new deal. But Mintz, the authorized distributor, decided he no longer needed Walt, and he hired Walt's staff to produce the cartoon himself. Walt was devastated. He learned the lesson and decided that he would only work on characters to which he owned the rights. Walt knew he desperately needed a brand new idea. In the back of his mind, he had the idea of a mouse. At the beginning, he called the mouse Mortimer, and eventually its name was changed to Mickey Mouse. The name was suggested by Walt's wife. Mickey Mouse was not an overnight success. It became popular little by little, but the introduction of sound changed everything. Mickey first appeared in May 1928 in the short Plane Crazy. A few months later, he starred in Steamboat Willie with his new partner, Minnie. Thanks to the introduction of sound, Mickey Mouse became one of the most popular animated characters in the industry. Children loved Mickey Mouse. Then, animations turned into reality with the release of Disney toys, caps, and dresses, among other products, which became popular and revolutionized the cartoon industry. Intrigued by animation and music, Walt produced a series called Silly Symphony. The first in the series, The Skeleton Dance, became very popular. In 1932, Walt discovered Technicolor. He had been working on a project called Flowers and Trees, which was part of the Silly Symphony series. He was so amazed by Technicolor that he decided to reshoot the animation using the new technology. Flowers and Trees became the first ever cartoon to win an Oscar. Walt perfected the combination of animation and sound, and in 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was created. Since then, the Disney name has gone on to produce hundreds of animated movies. He later on turned his cartoon world into reality for people. He came up with the idea of Disneyland, also called Disney Parks, which is really a success for his company. Today, the Disney Company has annual revenues of approximately $35 billion. The company consists of various television networks, cable channels, associated production, distribution companies, and television stations. Its films and cartoons are known and loved worldwide, generating theme park rides, games, toys, clothing, CDs, and other merchandise.